You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hello and welcome back to RPG, Randy Plays Games. I'm back in the DM seat after my adventure into the world of players with Ravenloft.
Did you die?
I can't remember. No, you tried really hard.
I was being possessed by a vampire.
You know what? The judge didn't buy it, neither did I. So I'm back to being the DM, which it's a lot more work being the DM. I kind of miss being the player.
But get to work.
All right, fair enough.
That's why I never do it.
So this time out, we're playing a game called Feng Shui, or Feng Shui, or Feng Shui, or Feng Shui.
Why are you looking at me?
No, that's Chinese, Randy, not Japanese.
Well, I was an East Asian studies major, so naturally I studied Feng Shui.
So you know how to play this game?
Yes.
Wait, is Eastern studies just a design degree?
No,
interior design.
It's learning how to play this game.
Yeah. Oh,
good.
It's very specific.
Well, I'm glad someone knows.
To be fair, her knowledge is outdated because this is Feng Shui 2.
That's true.
Oh, shit. Right.
Yeah.
The sequel.
The Feng Shui-ing.
Should have done some post-grad work, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Didn't get my master's in whatever bullshit. Sorry.
So Feng Shui 2 is a game by Robin Laws. This guy's worked on a variety of games, including Dungeons & Dragons and 13th Age and tons of different stuff. This game first came out in 1996. It is very based on sort of all kinds of Hong Kong movies, from everything from Chinese Ghost Story to The Killer.
Well, that was a thing in 1996.
And it blends all of that together. So, and we'll get into that as to why it all blends together. But basically, there's a reason why there are 19th century Chinese sorcerers and ghosts and futuristic
every time we make it a really good attack in this, we're going to have slow motion doves.
Imagine them,
everywhere.
Yes.
Awesome.
Did we get the blind chicks?
So many fans blowing our trench coats. Yes.
Oh, God.
That is absolutely the spirit of this game. It is one in which you guys are encouraged to describe what you're doing in the most awesome terms possible, in the most ridiculous terms possible, that your characters can do crazy things like, you know, running across leaves of trees and shooting 16 people and that kind of thing.
Sweet.
So that's where we're starting off. And this game is Feng Shui 2. It is recently kickstarted. It just came out. And it is basically the premise from 1996 melded with one of the game mechanics from 2016, where they've definitely advanced what you can do with games, and indie games have made storytelling games like this a lot more fun.
Yeah, I mean, the advances in dice technology since then have been great.
We're largely using dice wands today. That's a reference only Bo will get.
I never say that word again, you filthy bastard.
Everyone remember their old ads in Dragon Magazine.
Yeah. It's the future.
Yes. The future was a little wand that had LED lights. It was as futuristic as Tecmo Bowl.
Wait, was it actually sold as a back massager?
Yes. That's
one of them. Oh, I know that one.
That dice wand was the Commodore 64 of its
time. Yeah, that Hitachi one does. Ooh, tricks. Hey.
But it was only
stop looking at me!
So what we're going to do here is we're playing an adventure that is in the back of the main book. It's called Shadow of the Future of the Apes.
Yeah.
And
you had me at apes.
And, well, it is the year of the shadow.
You had me at shadow, yes. I'm the shadow.
And you guys are going to be playing different characters. So we picked archetypes out of the books. And then you guys give them names and what's called melodramatic hooks, which is what motivates them to get involved in all this craziness in the first place. So we're going around the table, talk about who's here and who's playing. So, Chris.
Oh, I am playing a magic cop. Good cop, magic cop. Sorry. I may have thought of that before we got here.
Hours of rehearsal.
I did. Lieutenant Cow, who is...
Cow.
Oh, sure, you can try to say that's what it is. But.
Damn it, Chris, cows are female.
Maybe that plays into my magic. You don't know. It could be my totem animal or something.
You know what, Bo? Gender is fluid.
Okay. Yeah, you're being
whenever
a cis
he does
bovine.
Magic, he needs to do some meditation, you know.
Whereas I am a cop on the force and a lieutenant on the force,
Secretly, I also work for a long line of people who fight versus the supernatural, and I do it for another reason entirely, because my wife got taken by vampires and turned into one, and now, basically, I seek to find her to kill her to free her from her undead existence.
Wow, she told a really long story to get away from you.
There were vampires!
Sure!
Honey, I'm a vampire! I must leave for your own sake!
Anyway, I gotta go to the club!
I'll write that down.
Also with us today...
Oh, you're pointing at me.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I am chewing gum, so that's no good. I am Beecham Fitzroy, former Oxford Don, was doing well there, and then I discovered the hideous secret that lies beneath, and the great cabal that is trying to reshape humanity into submission with neo-colonial motifs that lurks beneath at Oxford. And so I... fucked off to Asia to study the mystic arts, and now I'm tramping around trying to stop the apocalypse, but I'm also, you know, kind of fucking dead broke. So that's hard.
All right.
I am Jackie Wu Yin, which literally means action female. Rock on. I was raised and trained by a shadowy organization. It's really unclear. I've been investigating here and there, trying to figure out what the hell was going on there. They were experimenting with human improvements, and they raised me to be a killing machine. And as I was exiting, I discovered that I was part of the program, so I don't really know how human I am or how good I can ever be. So all I can do is be a bounty hunter, get paid to kick people's ass, and... console myself with the knowledge I'm at least better than them.
It's like you're reading my diary.
All right. Well, I'm still Joe-ish.
As always.
Kuyi wo jiao longfeng bei, wo shi jiao zi men. Which
I understood that.
You were the only one.
The yeah. Transgender characters were huge in Asian mythology for a long time.
Yeah, so the character's name is Longfeng Bei, and he is of the Jiaozi order, and he's the latest incarnation of them. And he's got a hunger that cannot be quenched ever, whether it's for justice or whether it's for like sticky rice. It doesn't matter. He's just got to consume.
He's hungry.
And he's somehow got amnesia in trying to put the pieces of his life back together. So that's an afternoon.
And I'm Sarah, but my character's name is Rhonda Mackey. I'm an ass-kicking independent bodyguard raised in Peoria, Illinois. That's right. Somehow I ended up here. I don't know how. But I'm working for my client, who I'm secretly in love with. I can tell you because I'm drunk. But my position forbids our union. So, while I'm a woman of few words... and low estrogen. So let's move on.
Have you ever wanted to role play somebody who was sober?
No.
What would that look like?
No, that lowers the expectation of the, you know, my character.
Who let
you're
like,
saying it's a reach?
Who let like Ditka in here?
So our intrepid adventurers are based in Hong Kong. You all have character sheets in front of you. None of the numbers and stats will make any sense to you, probably.
No!
But,
I got a fucking gun, man. Yes!
Here are the basics.
Her name is Lucille.
Okay, Tackleberry.
Her name's Lucille. Yeah.
So here are the basics of the game. You have in front of you two dice. One is white, one is black.
Yin and yang.
We must be equal always.
You will roll those dice.
The one is bigger.
You will add the white die and subtract the black die, and whatever that number is, is called your swerve. You add that to your action value.
It's like swag, only different.
Whether it's positive or negative, and that is the result, and you'll be aiming for difficulty numbers. So that's how the game works. So, for example, Joe, what's the skill you've got?
Charm? No. Charm.
No.
No. Looking cool.
Is that really a skill you have?
I don't know. I can't read.
Look at the numbers on the side.
Okay, I'll info science something.
Okay, so for example, what's your info science skill number?
It's like 15.
Okay, so I would say, okay, you're trying
shitty
to...
shitty mass adventure.
You're trying to find some really tough information to find, which would add just get difficulty of 15.
Okay,
so
I'm going to prove that MSG is not harmful.
It's not.
Okay, even Stevens.
So you got a 3 and a 3, that's a 0, you got a 15, and you succeed, and you're like, oh.
It's not harmful.
It's not harmful. And that's pretty much
it's
how it
delicious,
goes.
Delicious, in fact.
It is.
Wow. You guys all have different abilities that are listed.
Why is the black got to be negative?
Yeah! Should be positive.
I never said the black was negative. You just assumed.
You said you subtract it.
I said you subtract it, but I didn't say it was negative.
It's that way because of Western hegemony, guys.
That's right. The game is in Hong Kong, but the game was written in America.
It seems like micro-racism to me.
The most important thing to know for you guys is that you have a fortune stat, in Chris's case it is a magic stat, and you can spend those points to add a die to any roll. So if there's something you want to make, you fail at and you want to try, you can use one of your fortune to add another dice. And also the other thing to know is that usually when you roll a 6, you re-roll it and you add that in. So when you roll 6, you get more. So if you roll 6s, you get higher numbers.
Okay.
Or lower numbers if it's...
Oh, so it's a 6 is a woohoo.
6 is a woohoo, yes.
Okay.
Beyond that, we'll figure out as we go. So what I need to know to start with is I want to know... why your characters would be at a community center opening.
Because they have free hot dogs.
Acceptable. You never say no to a hot dog. Well, sometimes.
Acceptable. Okay. Oh,
your people call them brats.
I'm a ranking police officer, so I was perhaps invited.
Okay, yep, okay.
I've got one of my, man on the street connections there that I need to keep a good relationship with.
Okay.
And also, you know. What's going on?
All right.
That's a good question. What is going on? What's going on at the community center?
Why are you at the community center?
What's going on? Figure that out
yep.
first.
Yep.
well, I'm just off the boat, tramp steamer, don't you know? And,
okay.
So just bumming around town and looking for free hot dogs.
And second question, do any of you know each other previously?
I don't even know myself.
Fair enough.
Your face is familiar. Were we ever in a bar fight?
I don't know. I might have seen you around.
Well, you know, I am a well-known decorator.
Yeah. I think he's a tool.
Okay, but, all right.
You're going to say you're a well-known decorator. That would have made sense.
Hey, I dabble.
He's all, like, for, like, law and justice, and I'm all, like, for money, and so sometimes he gets in my way.
So maybe I know who she is, too.
Yep.
Like, what's she doing here? And makes me suspicious of the event.
All right. So basically you guys are at you're at the Portland Street Community Center, which stands at the corner of Portland and Dundas in the seedy Mongkok area. I'm going to mess every pronunciation up, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, we've got, like...
apology accepted.
And as well, I'd like to point Sarah's doing an accent, Bo's doing an accent, but those of us playing
Asian. What are you talking about? This is how I always
not
sound.
Not doing an accent.
Which is appropriate. Because if you're set in that place, yes. You wouldn't have an accent.
Over right. here, we just call Chinese food normal. Food.
Yeah. I want to live there. I want to go to there.
Food?
Yes.
Chinese food. I'm hungry.
But it's Hong Kong.
Yeah.
All right. Right. So the community center is being opened. There is a... the philanthropic benefactors are hoping to reduce Portland Street's sex trade, or maybe help out the sex workers. Not that way.
Wait.
I was just going to say, the easiest way to help out a sex worker is...
That's a different game.
Well,
the sex worker game. When are we playing that? We're always playing that.
There are a variety of charity boards. There's a variety of people. They've got athletic facilities. They've got a swimming pool, meeting spaces, offices, that kind of thing. So, you guys are there for the opening. You see a lot of officials and business suited bigwigs, some bored kids, some older kids trying to look tough. You see a bunch of homeless people are near the door. They've been brought in as sort of the, you know, oh, look, we're helping the homeless. And they're mostly just kind of staring at the buffet table.
Yeah.
Waiting for the chance to eat.
don't let them
I am
eat.
One of the homeless people.
Don't let them eat. They have to look hungry when we take the pictures.
Let's be honest. Oh, yeah. I'm drifting towards that table, too.
That's why I'm
Oh, also, I'm a freak in a mask, so I'm staying hidden and sneaking.
Oh, you're not your secret identity?
Yeah. Well, oh,
okay.
Durr.
Okay.
And I, for some reason, think my client's going to be here because I lost her.
You're a terrible bodyguard.
I know, but I'm in love with her. I'm distracted.
Her name is Bill Bransky.
That was a secret.
You're a terrible stalker, too.
You're kind of bad at keeping secrets. I'm in love with you. Just don't notice that, okay?
All right. So you guys are at this event, and one of the people gets up, gives a nice speech. And then let's say they send everybody over to the buffet table. So you guys are eating and mingling. You spot Chris's character over there that you know.
I'm not eating because I'm that weird magic guy. He's just got his little box with seaweed with something sprinkled on it that he brought with him.
Yeah, but it's great. Is that a trope?
I'm basing this on my weirdly vegan.
How are you getting the hot dogs past the mask?
You don't know what the mask looks like. You can't even see me.
Okay. I was
there's just hot dogs vanishing off the table.
Most of the better masks have zippers.
That's the other game.
And it's still called the hot dog hole.
All right.
I don't understand why you'd want to put a hot dog in there.
Thanks for joining us at RPG.
There's a loud crash. And this building shakes as if hit by a bomb.
Oh no, Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews has never had that big of a response.
Dave Matthews has never, you know, anything.
I think he threw his poop off.
He's the last thing you hear before the roofie takes effect.
You see a burning armored truck burst through the wall, leaving a gaping hole in it, and
I know a gaping hole.
Is it the hot dog hole? Wow.
I was feeling bad about the roofie line no more.
Your mom's a gaping hole.
You can see behind it a black SUV is running toward it like it has been pursuing it. And on the street, there are cars lying overturned as if the truck hit them on its way in. The armored truck is the kind used to transport cash in a bank heist and is teetering toward the pool. What do you guys do?
Well, I fly into
action.
Wait,
there's a pool?
There's a pool.
I fly into action and do everything correctly.
All right, well, that was fun. Thanks for listening to Rogue Brain Plays Games.
Good call.
Take my little microphone thingy and go, like, all cops, report to all officers, report to...
walkie-talkie.
Wherever the hell we are.
He's the best cop ever. They've got that little...
I would have thought you were a detective. Are you, like, a beach
Yeah,
cop?
But you're in full dress. You're a lieutenant, so...
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Well, it's for the ceremony.
Hong Kong. Things are different, okay?
Yeah. You don't understand how they work.
You can have lieutenants in uniform.
Yes.
Hong Kong.
All right. So, yes. What is everyone doing? Yes, I know what Chris is doing.
I'm staying hidden and just making sure that they don't actually barrel into the table of hot dogs.
Okay, good. You're protecting the hot dogs.
You got your priorities straight.
I'm shooing people away and approaching the car, but cautiously because I don't know who's in it. If it's a good guy or a bad guy.
Yes.
Does anybody seem to be in mortal peril?
Yes, as a matter of fact. There are some people who were knocked into the pool by the whole thing.
All right, well, I'll dive in and try to take care of that.
Okay. We're going to roll initiative.
By which I mean hold them down in the water. Oh, no.
And I'm trying to figure out how you roll initiative.
That's me and Ravenloft. We're at the characters.
So initiative is basically, it should be on your sheet. I believe you have everybody should have a dexterity roll or something like that.
Speed?
Martial arts. Speed.
It is speed.
Defense, toughness, fortune, and speed.
Are we all rolling?
So what you do is roll two dice and do the add subtract thing.
Oh, even Steven.
-5.
Out of that.
-1.
-3 from 8 to 5.
Zero.
So,
Subtract that from whatever our number is.
Yes.
So I got a 1 then.
Okay.
You got a rock. You just fall to the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody redo that. You roll a single die for initiative. You add it to your speed value.
It has to have 6 sides.
13.
I got a 12.
13, all right.
I still fall to the ground.
And I got a 1.
All 10. Right. 11, 10.
Wait.
You add it to your 12. Speed.
Oh, I see. Then I got a 9.
Oh, okay. Well then.
Because I'm a two-fisted archaeologist.
Your speed is 6.
Oh, then I got a 7.
Okay. All right. All right.
Well, from here, it looks like I'm
glad you're wearing your glasses, helper.
Okay. Good job, Belloc.
Shove these up and correct.
All right. Let me place my bad guys on my little cheat sheet here. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. And
So Sarah's totally not eating anything. How's it not taste? Yeah, directly into the mic. Directly into the mic.
What are you talking about, Joe?
That's why people tune in.
I'll stop.
I got no.
I'll stop nourishing my body so I don't die, Joe.
Doritos are very bad for you. Perhaps you could warn them. If only you spoke Doritos.
You don't really have to stop eating.
No, I'm just getting annoyed.
All right.
By it, I mean you.
Yes.
That's a given.
All right. So, actually, first up is...
Longbong Bay.
Yes.
I will perch and do an Overwatch sort of situation, because I don't want those hot dogs messed up!
Okay. All right. So, you are perching and holding.
Why don't you just take the hot dogs when no one's paying attention?
Well, because other people need to eat, too, selfish.
Okay. So, you're hungry, but you're also fair.
Yes.
Okay.
It's part of the justice
thing. I got some brats in my fanny pack we can share later.
There is nothing about that
really?
Sentence.
Those aren't earmarked for something
there's,
else.
There's nothing about that sentence.
Fanny pack.
Oh, you know?
I want to go back. Yeah, the fanny pack is what caught my attention.
We can share later, but not make eye contact.
As a connoisseur of English slang, that's really hitting home.
All right, you guys see armed figures disembarking from the SUV. One of them has a rocket launcher on his shoulder. And they are moving in toward the community center, gunning down any innocent bystanders who are unable to get out of their way fast enough.
I have a gun score of 14. Can I, like, get into position, like a shielded position, and fire at the guy with the rocket launcher?
Yes, on your turn you can. Okay. Yes.
Am I close enough to engage him with my whip?
You are not yet.
Can I not ambush him since I decided to wait?
Yes.
Only if he throws
you. So you have initiative, so you may take your shot. So what this does is when you take your action, you subtract whatever the shot cost is, which is a gun is like 3.
Okay.
And then you move down, and you'll get another action. So
got no idea what you said.
I'm moving you down to 10, where you will go next.
Okay.
So yes, you can take your you can.
Okay, I want to drop down on rocket launcher guy.
Okay.
And the intent is to stick my Colt 1911 in his mouth. And just say, Bowler, and then just, like, shoot him in the mouth.
Okay.
Whoa.
Roll your guns action value.
Even Steven, 13.
13 is what you need to hit the defense, so you hit. And what is the damage on your guns?
It's 10, 2, 4?
What? Oh, all right.
Slash 2
so
slash
ten,
it's October 2nd, 2004.
So 10 is the damage.
Okay.
2 is the range, which doesn't really matter. Or and then there's a reload value, which is that's what the important thing.
Okay.
So what you do 10 points and sorry.
In the mouth, Randy.
Yes. But it does not kill him. Why did it not kill him?
Because he wasn't full.
Because you're not supposed to stick barrels in mouths.
I mean, you've seen Fight Club, technically.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you can
blow right out through the back and not actually hit anything that kills you.
So. True. All right. Yeah. Okay.
People screw up their suicide attempts that way all the time.
Spoiler, by the way.
Oh, that's why if you really want to be legit.
Yeah.
All right.
Just keep listening, kids, for more useful tips.
Remember, slice down, not across.
You also jump off a tall building.
While he was doing that, I was taking aim with Lucille, but then suddenly out of nowhere, there was this person perched on his face, so I had to hold my shot. Because I don't know what the hell that's about.
Two big toes up his nostrils.
But how many people did you say came out of that SUV?
Let's see. It looks like there's about 10 of them.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold on shooting that because I don't know whether Batman here is, if I need to take him out or not, what I'm thinking there. So I'm going to aim for for whoever is next in line.
Okay, sure. But it's not your turn yet.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you.
Fair enough. Yes. Okay.
I don't know. You haven't told us whose turn
I
first.
Know.
Oh, if we're planning ahead in 3 turns, I'm going to go to the potty.
Okay, good to know.
3 turns exactly.
All right.
In his mouth.
No one ever.
That's right.
No one ever goes to the potty in these movies. You know that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So
I saw a kung fu movie where somebody went to the bathroom.
What?
I did.
Okay.
Did they have a fight?
It was a Jackie Chan movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That is untrue. You go to the bathroom in order to make contact or kick somebody's ass, and so you can shove their head into the toilet.
That's actually true.
You just
wait
for them.
And then right after, Duff slide out of the toilet.
Lieutenant Cow, it is actually your go.
Oh, yeah. All right, so are there civilians in the way or anything like that?
There are civilians everywhere. They are running in panic.
Okay, so I guess...
You need to pull Kevin Bacon.
I'm a cop. I'm going to start dancing?
Yes. I was thinking more Animal House, but I like your idea better.
So I got to cut Roos, a foot Roos.
Oh, no. No.
First of all, that's Japan that does that.
But it's like, no, and now he's laughing instead.
If you're going to be horrible, make sure you're in the right place.
Because that was the problem.
See what they called Koreans in the war was.
No.
So I don't have any I don't see on the sheet, I don't have any actual magic spells, per se.
You do have an alternate attack that is, it says magic underneath guns, I believe, on your right there. on the right side of your sheet.
Yeah.
There's a... Isn't there a sorcery or something at the top?
I don't say, it says injured to weird, inured to weirdness, juncture adapted, hair trigger, neck.
No, on the right side of your sheet.
On the right side.
Oh, all the way? Well, just backup attack, sorcery 13.
That's it.
All right, so do I have anything that could, like, push the crowds to the side of the room or anything like that?
Nothing quite that big. You can do, like, magic blasts, but there's not, like, a telekinetic wave or anything like that.
All right. Well, I guess in that case, I am going to, since I don't want to accidentally hit anybody, I'm going to, move closer to the gunman. You said the rocket launcher guy's down?
No, he's not down.
Okay, so I'm gonna...
He was shot by a mysterious mask man who just appeared
out of
nowhere.
I'm gonna move closer to him and try and get a shot off at him with my Colt... My Remington 870 police something.
Okay. That's the official name, right?
Yes, that's the official name. Something.
Yeah, and it's got a cord attached to the butt of it.
So yeah,
I gotta plug it in first.
That's
somewhere.
A lanyard.
I find an outlet and plug in my gun.
A lanyard is a fancy cord bow.
All right, so you're going to blast away at the same guy with the shotgun? Okay.
I mean, assuming he's still... Is he holding the rocket launcher or is he dead?
Oh, no, he's aiming the rocket launcher at the SUV or the armored truck.
He took a shot to the mouth.
Yes, he took a shot to the mouth.
All right.
Yeah, well, I used to be an adventurer, too, until I took a shot.
All right, so I've got... Remington says it's 13/5/4. My guns are 14.
Okay, so here is what the stats mean. I looked this up. The first thing is the damage. Mm-hmm. The second is your concealment value. Which means it's not concealed, it's killable at all at 5. And the third is the reload value.
Okay.
So the damage is the important thing. So your shot is based on your gun skill, which is on the far right.
Okay, so I roll the two dice and then do the subtract.
And that's a 14, is that right?
14, guns? Yeah. So I got -1, so 13.
Okay, 13, and that does hit. You're shooting the rocket launcher guy, right?
Yes.
And it does 14 points? Or
13 points.
13 points, all right. Does not kill, but does damage. Describe to me the effects of your blast.
When I hit him, it lodges deeply in his nose.
His
nose is just gone.
Yeah,
okay. Bullets right.
Around his head and it comes back.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Stick a magic bullet.
So he'll be a Dick Tracy villain if he survives.
Bullet nose.
One of the women from the SUV charges out at you guys with a machete, and let's see, she's going to go after
it's Danny Trejo.
You're wielding tiny Danny Trejos.
No,
that's her weapon.
She's fighting with a machete, not a machete.
It would be cooler if she was holding Danny Trejo and came at you with him
and attacked you with Danny Trejo.
That would be terrifying.
I was in Spy Kids.
He's got pretty sharp edges, I gotta say.
It's true.
All right, so let's see. The hit is a 16 versus defense. Joe, I assume that hits your defense.
Why me? Oh, yeah, 13.
Because you're on the guy's face.
Because you shot a dude in the mouth.
Yeah, but I said cool shit while I did it.
All right.
For nothing.
He was almost dead.
Is that what that word meant?
Yeah.
All right, so you take 13 points of damage.
Okay, are you keeping track of that?
No, you keep track of that.
Where's my damage thing?
Is it down here on the wound
points? Yeah, just the wound points. Yep.
So where do we start off at?
Pens are over in here. So
yeah, we should get pencils. Other erasing.
Yeah, we should have had shotguns for this.
you do have a shotgun for this.
God damn it.
Do we all start off with 60? What's up with this?
I should have another shotgun for this.
We may all start with 60.
And I want to say that I thought that said telescoping bacon, and now I'm super disappointed.
Yeah, me too. Actually,
man,
to be honest.
That is something. You know, that's a $1 million idea right there.
It's like a slap chop.
I feel an entrepreneurial mood coming up. You have a pen right there.
Yeah,
can
but I
want
to use a pencil so I can
bacon?
Write.
God!
Bacon? Did someone say bacon?
So, once your character reaches 35 wounds, you will have to start making rolls to stay up and fighting. Until that point. You're pretty much okay.
I'm great.
Yeah. You just took a slight chop to the face.
Look, I'm rich, okay? I don't even care.
Do you mark up or mark down? Do you start at 1 or 60?
You start at 1.
Okay.
And you mark up.
Ugh, this is why I wanted a pencil.
You have
why
a pencil.
Why did you start at 4?
Well, now.
All right.
Or we start at 1 and... Okay. Work so your those, way up. Those are how many wounds you've taken.
Just like real wounds.
Yeah.
One of the other ones...
You don't just start at 40.
Dude.
Unless someone shoots you with a shotgun.
That's like you could see your sunlight through your abdomen at 40. Like, that's a hell of a
thing. Hey, Deadpool.
One of the other ones pulls out an AK-47 and begins shooting.
Ugh, so trite.
And let's see, they're going to blast away at Lieutenant Cao.
So what does it mean when the enemy cheeses it?
It means they run for it. They yes. leave. They okay. leave the scene.
Jesus, okay.
are you good? Are you good at chasing him?
I can stop. I can spend a shot to stop an enemy from running away.
Oh well, that's interesting. Okay. So is your defense value higher than 12?
Yes, it's 13.
Okay. So a bunch of bullets careen near you and blow up some hot dogs on the hot dog right. table.
So I look down at myself and to either side, and then I look back at him, and then I just start firing like crazy, and then it kind of fades to like black.
Okay. Well, that was good. Thank you for tuning in for RPG. That was
the Butch and Sundance move.
Right on. That was a miracle, Bo, and I want you to acknowledge it.
You know, just because you've seen a couple of faces melt off doesn't mean there's a god.
Wendy, it is now your action.
Finally. Okay, so...
Use the bacon.
I'm going to use the telescoping bacon to lure them all away. Bacon. No, and look at it. So currently, we still have Batman perched on his face.
Yep.
He's shot at Batman, but now he's being shot at by AK-47 dude.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to take a shot at AK-47 dude.
Fair enough. Seal. Okay. Give me a guns roll.
So both of them?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you mean these guns, she says as she flexes her arms?
Guys, I'm selling tickets to these guns. They're super cheap. By the way, I'm probably by a wall, taking some cover... Aiming to stay out of his line of sight and
okay.
snipe him down.
Okay, all right.
If you can snipe with a sawed-off shotgun.
I don't and think bacon. That's a thing.
No. Terrible no. sniping. Yeah.
Plus you could one. Put a sniper
all right, so
shot
what is your gun skill?
13.
You could put a okay. scope on a shotgun.
So that is a hit, and what is the damage? Yeah, approximately.
it doesn't even have crosshairs.
With it looks like an asterisk. That might be if he's my quarry. I don't... think he is.
He is not your quarry at the moment, no.
Yeah, there isn't really a leader that has emerged.
Not that you can see.
Yeah.
But you get a plus one because you had a plus one on your roll, essentially. Or no, you hit them by one, so...
I would take out
so
the one with a fully automatic
you do 15
weapon.
Points. And let's see, that is...
Now, their accuracy isn't so good, I can tell you. From
well,
personal experience.
Wait, it does say
once again,
shield?
It's not the bullet with your name yes. on it. It's the
does
ones addressed to whom it may concern.
When you make attacks with it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Okay. So, what was the total damage then?
Guns was 13, plus 1,
yep.
plus 3. So, that's
okay.
17.
Okay, 17. Does Lucille have a damage rating? Let me see.
Oh, I've got plus 2 on my initiative result.
You get
oh.
plus 2 if you use BB King.
My first action must be guns.
Oh,
we're all learning as we go.
Yes, exactly.
The two old so, guys.
Where's Lucille?
Lucille, okay. Lucille is my...
Oh, okay.
My rimming.
So, your damage is 16... Plus 3, 19. So you did 20 damage.
Pour out a little sake.
Rock and roll me.
All right. So yeah, you blast away with your shotgun at the AK-747, and she AK-7? Goes.
Wait,
she goes
AK-747?
AK-747. Yep.
That's a huge gun. Look,
they're using Danny Trejo and 747.
Wait, are we playing the tank girl RPG?
Well, the only thing that can take down a 747 yes. is Danny Trejo.
She gets blasted into one of the walls, and there's blood spatter behind her, but she is still
awesome.
Alive. She is she's crawling back toward her gun that fell out of her hand.
Fuck that.
Oh, damn it.
All right.
I hope my turn comes up soon.
The another one comes with a machete.
God damn it!
And charges at you because you know now you're a threat.
Yeah.
So what is your defense value?
14.
All right. She does hit you with the machete. So you take 12 points of damage as she chops at your hand. You manage to keep Lucille out of the fray though. Your arm takes some damage.
I would have used Lucille to stop a machete.
I thought you loved Lucille.
I do love Lucille. I love her because she's a fucking weapon.
And a defense mechanism. Wait,
you can hit people with a shotgun. Why do you think I carry a shotgun?
And then you say groovy.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
You can shoot it. You can club with it.
Yeah.
You can block with it.
It's true.
Hell,
you can
you
strengthen
can...
and tone your thighs.
All right.
If you just shot it, you can sear people.
Our intrepid bodyguard.
I haven't thought about that. It's a good one.
Whose name I've forgotten. Sarah, your character.
Rhonda Mackey from Peoria, Illinois.
It is Rhonda Mackey's turn.
It's time for the bratwurst nunchaku.
Bacon and Bratwurst, that's the name.
Oh my god, that's like a new series
Bacon
on USA.
Bacon and Bratwurst, I love it.
It's Rizzoli and Isles all over.
Crime! Or Rizzoli noir or something. I feel like you and I might be best friends.
Is there still a bride with a machete?
There is. There's a couple.
I'm going to go after one of them brides.
Okay.
All right, so what do I do?
You roll two dice. You add it to your martial arts or melee stat or guns, whatever
you're
using.
I'm going to use my... which one's my melee stat?
I don't know. I have
no
idea.
Backup attack? No. Probably martial arts.
Yeah.
I'm going to use martial arts.
Okay, all right.
Great.
13 is a hit. Just on. So what is the damage for your martial arts? So it's probably
and what are you doing?
On your sheet. What are you doing?
What's
yeah.
I am I'm using my giant guns, just my forearms, and I'm hitting her in the shins.
Oh, okay.
Fucking punch.
All right. So yeah, you come up on the one that was that you just hit Lucille and Jackie with her machete, and you you kick her right in the shins.
Oh. No, I hit her with my forearms in the shins.
And she says, lollipop guild, motherfucker.
Do you have a melee damage list on your sheet?
No.
I was just curious. You might not. Okay.
No. Nope.
All right. So, yeah, that is 7 points of damage to that particular person. And, she falls to the ground. Let's see. Next up is Lungfang.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and drop behind the guy, kind of spin him towards the direction of the SUV, and then fire the rocket.
Okay, all right.
Like the way you think.
That's kind of what it's made for. Okay,
I need a martial arts roll.
Okay.
You're kind of a puppet master up there on its head, sort of ratatouille.
Ooh, 10.
10. No, you try and grab it, and he pulls away from you.
Well, that's part of the drama. So I'm fine with it.
The rocket goes off and hits the ceiling, causing debris to crash into the pool.
That's still awesome.
Yep. All right.
Except for the pool cleaner.
Nobody ever thinks of the pool cleaner,
right?
Yeah, but once he cleans it, he'll have money so that he can feed his family.
All right.
That's a nice way.
Sherry, the one with the machine gun. She, who had been blasted against the wall, picks up her gun, spits some blood out, and opens fire on. Let's see, she's going to open fire on the bodyguard and the bounty hunter, who are now standing together.
We're always standing together.
Let's see, what
she's
is your
Whitney Houston now?
The
lady power.
Is your defense higher than a 13?
Yes, I got 14.
Okay. You guys duck, and machine gun fire just rattles across the glass behind you, shattering the glass, but you are safe from the shots.
See, another miracle!
That's the close one.
Not miracles!
Yes, I think you were confusing what miracles and probability are.
I'd like to introduce you to my friend Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron is not your friend.
Yes. When is no he going to be friend. On RPG?
Well, he already plays pretend.
Another one of the machete-wielding thugs comes at Cal.
No.
Yep.
That seems unfair.
But swings and you bring up your police baton and block the shot.
Ah, because I'm Lieutenant Cal.
And Lieutenant Cal, it is your go again.
So I blocked with the baton, and I just straight up take my gun and just shove it directly in his face and fire.
Okay, give me a guns roll. All
right.
It's going to be embarrassing if he does this.
So let's see, that's 3 guns.
Do you roll your white
17.
Dice?
17 is a hit, definitely, and that's actually a hit by 4, so you add 4 to your damage.
Okay, cool.
What is your damage?
17. Will be the total damage.
Yes, okay.
So his head's just blown clean off, I assume.
No.
No?
No, these are serious motherfuckers.
These are regular guys. Yep, they're not the mooks. You guys have been hitting the big guys.
I'm a good shot with my shotgun, and the bitch is still standing.
No.
I am starting to sense something is going on.
All right.
You just invest in a decent
power. Is that your magic?
magic
sense?
So yeah, you tried to blast him in the head, and he managed to duck, so it just kind of took off a chunk of his shoulder.
So he didn't fire directly in his head, and he's still not dead.
Right, exactly, no.
Because then I'd be like, all right, something's up.
No. You blasted a chunk off of his shoulder. He's definitely badly wounded. You guys have hit 4 different people, by the way. That's one of the things. Everybody's in different guys.
Yes.
So it's not like there's been 15 shots into one dude.
I hit the one dude twice.
Yeah, you hit one dude twice. That's right.
Who's now known as Bullet Nose.
All right, let me move you down on the shot clock.
Our characters.
And but we are getting to your promise. You just have a low initiative.
Am I playing this game?
In point of fact, you're in the pool swimming.
That's true.
Like in some sort of spa.
He didn't say whether I reached the pool before the firearms came out.
Nope. You are.
That's what I thought. Yep. Yes, I'm not in the
mid-run.
Pool.
So I'm picturing you like. You start to do like a baseball slide into the pool. That's what I'm picturing. Like you're running for it, the gun start, and now you're sliding.
Or a turn to the diving board where you used to spring off of and do some impressive.
Ooh, that's that'd be some shit. Could you run up the hood of the money truck? What? Sorry.
I don't think he has money. Oh, he does have martial arts.
The rocket wielding guy.
I'm a two-fisted archaeologist.
Formerly rocket.
Well, he still has a hold on. Just not have a rocket on it anymore.
Yeah, that's fine.
He pushes away from you, kicks off, and pulls his machete out and swings it at you.
Okay.
All these jerks.
Are they Malaysian?
But he misses you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he swings at you. I don't know if you block him with a cool martial arts move or if he just misses.
Well, he is on his head.
No, this is a different guy.
Oh.
He moved off that guy's head.
If his Johnny's might be Brazilian.
All right.
Who is this American talking such nonsense?
American prat.
Jackie, here's your go.
You grew up in Hong Kong, for God's sake.
All you Occidentals sound the same to me.
We've got this machete chick here. She's fallen down. She's on the ground.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So I am going to aim Lucille, point blank, right at her crotch.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, and the goal here is I'm going to shoot the shit out of her, grab her machete, and throw it at whoever is next in line.
Okay, all right,
fair
enough.
Is this some, weird Serbian film?
Well, I'm picturing her blown backwards, so, if I can get it, right, I'm going for a cavity shot.
You're aiming right for the cavity.
Make your roll. Make your guns roll.
See, if it was a dude, you could do, how's that for a blowjob?
Is this what Ted Cruz imagines?
What if I land there? Yeah. That's a little love tap, baby. That's what that is. That's zero. So
okay,
guns
up.
Is
so
13.
13 is a hit.
Wait, plus...
Oh.
Plus it's Lucille, so it's plus 3.
That's plus 3 on damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So 13 is a hit, so then just give me Lucille's damage.
That'd be 19.
Damn. 19. All right.
Lucille doesn't mess around.
That is... You blast that person away... And you grab the machete, and you fling it, and another one of the mooks that you guys haven't shot at yet goes down in a bloody bladed fury.
Kiss, kiss.
That's like when I shave my legs.
What are you, in cabin fever?
The one time I tried.
We lost 4 great raiders that day.
That's right.
The mooks open fire with their MP5s on everybody.
Okay, that's serious.
They're like a gun store. They've got everything.
Hong Kong
guns. Lots of guns.
Lots of guns.
And they think, man, I love MP5s. They're so cute.
They are.
But what is everyone's defense ratings here?
14.
13.
14. Okay. A few innocents get cut down in the crossfire, but you guys all manage to dive behind cover and avoid being shot by the mooks.
No!
It's always innocent.
I only care about one innocent. My lady love. It's a secret, goddammit!
All right. One of the wounded machete wielders comes at... let's say... Yeah, I think the one who just threw a machete across the room. So yeah, she's coming at you.
That one seems to be the badass.
And let's see, that is a 13. Does a 13 hit you?
What's your defense?
14.
So no. All right. So comes at me with a machete and misses.
Yeah, that's right. She does.
All right. So we get back around to Longfang.
Okay, I'm going to try to go first.
Jesus Christ, how many times is he going to go?
3.
Really?
Yeah, and then you get to go.
Jesus!
Yeah. Does he get to go 3 times in a row, then?
What?
Does he get to go 3 times
no.
in a row?
No. It's the same thing. He just was really low on the initiative.
Yeah, your speed. Seriously, dude. You might want to cut down on the donuts.
Ooh, ouch, body shaming.
He is carrying
racist body shaming? Is that what we're about nowadays?
No, I'm just saying, clearly dude needs to work out.
Don't you body shame me.
Anywho.
Sprinting capability.
So I'm going to go for a stun maneuver where I'm going to try to like ram his head into my body armor.
Okay.
So that I can just shoot the shit out of him.
Okay, all right, go for it.
So, aggressive hugging, that's your attack.
Yeah, essentially, 14.
14 is a hit. How much damage do you do? Oh, you have a hit martial arts.
It's still talking about
it. Yeah. So, all right. So, you bash his head into your armor,
mm-hmm.
and he looks a little taken aback, a little stunned.
He's dazed.
Yay. Yes, he's dazed.
That's all I wanted to do. All
right.
And shoot him.
Did look cool, though.
Just
saying.
It's for points.
Wanda.
Yeah.
Help me, Wanda.
All right. Who's left?
There are still...
This is the weirdest goddamn edition.
Well, there was the machete played. Who came up, which would technically be close to you, and mm-hmm. swang and a miss.
All yeah. right. At me. Yeah, there is a machete wielder next to you.
I'll go after her.
Okay.
All right, I think I'm going to use my... I'm going to use my martial arts again.
Okay, all right.
All right, this time I'm going to grab him by the shoulders and headbutt him.
Okay.
Let's see how I do with that.
Wait, are you Pam from Archer? Is that what's going on?
I mean, ha-ha! I can't do it. All right.
Shit snacks.
That's 14.
14 is a hit. All right. Yeah, you bash her in the face.
Your face.
Which, my face.
Mm-hmm.
And, leaving her just blood running down from her nose, but she is still up.
I've been there before, blood running down my nose. Not my own.
Bo?
Use your imagination.
Well, first of all, after that, I go, oi, up Arsenal!
Would you like to take an action,
sir? I'd love to do something.
All right.
I've been waiting all day.
Oh, no, wait. He just lost his turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that's this episode of Randy Plays Games. We'll catch you later.
So is Machine Gun Lady still in play?
Yes, Machine Gun Lady is
okay.
still in play.
Okay, well, I'm going to use...
Is she wearing a bikini?
Are you going to fling a valuable relic at her?
I'm going to take the whip out of my jacket.
Actually, I'm sorry. One of Machine Gun Lady was taken out. The other guy with the rocket launcher, who also has machine gun, is still in play.
Then I will use my whip to disarm him.
Okay, all right.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Done. Who knows?
Yeah, he's half dead already.
So hopefully. Is this martial arts skill?
Yes, martial arts skill.
Okay. And it's also... So, go up to 5 from 5, even Steven, 13 plus 1, 14 for the witness.
14 is a hit. Yeah, is this a special ability you have, or is this something you're doing?
This is a special ability.
Okay, what is that? What happens?
Whipmaster, just at the beginning of the sequence, if you're fighting with a whip, you can gain plus 1 martial arts or plus 1 defense until the end of the sequence.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Oh, and, whip defense. Gotcha.
Oh, and since this is kind of a stunt, martial arts bonus increases to plus 2 for stunt, so it is a 15.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you yank the gun out, and it goes skittering into the pool. Of no use to anyone anymore.
That's what I'm going to do.
I guess you didn't need your sprinting capabilities for that. That's cool.
That wasn't a donut around my waist. It was a fucking bullet.
You did earn a double take from the bounty hunter. What the...
Does that hobo have a whip?
Yeah, what the shit?
Probably a single tier.
Who uses a whip as a melee weapon?
A single tier from Joe as he sees the rocket launcher become unusable.
Hey, you got your next turn.
No, you already shot. Like, it's empty.
Okay.
All right, so the woman whose nose is bleeding mm-hmm. grins up at you evilly and swings a machete at you. Rhonda.
Nice. It says, here comes the sauerkraut.
but you are able to duck under the machete as it comes at you.
That's me ducking.
Very nice. Lieutenant Cal.
You sound like Frankie Sicko's relax. I don't know.
Two tribes go to war.
Hiya.
I'm getting a good time now.
Lieutenant Cal, here you go.
Yeah, okay, so I did that, I hit his shoulder, I'm going to, what I got here, not much in the way of martial arts, just guns, huh?
Guns, yeah, and sorcery.
So, I'm two-gunned, I have another gun, right?
Sure.
So, would it be easier, would I get any sort of advantage since I've kind of got my gun by his, one gun by his side, and he's distracted, pull my other gun, pull right into his gut and shoot him?
Sure, yeah, we can call that a stunt. I'll give you a plus 2 for that.
Cool. All right, so I'm going to do that.
Okay.
But you gotta hold one gun to the side.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's implied. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you only do that when you're sliding down a banister.
Oh, right. Can you do that?
There's no banister.
Yeah, there's no Hulk here.
All right.
No. Yeah, that's no. Right, Bo. No. Just for you, baby.
Right, so it comes out even at 14, and then plus 2, you said?
Yep. Okay. So, plus 6, 2. All right, so you hit by 2, so add 2 to your damage. What is your damage?
9, so plus 2 to that.
Okay, so let's see. That is 11. Who are you shooting at? Remind me.
The same guy who I took a chunk out of his shoulder.
Oh, okay, yeah. He drops.
Damn right he does.
Yeah.
Because that was awesome. Just see all right. That shit?
Play the, the no longer holding a rocket launcher, no longer with an AK-47 guy, mm-hmm. who is standing next to Long Fang.
No stunsy stuff?
He shakes it off and tries to launch a likely punch at you.
If I had known that, I would have shot his trachea.
Well, he's clearly still pretty stunned because his punch misses you by a mile.
Nah.
He was punching at the other one of you that he saw.
No, that's good.
Yeah. All right, so we go to... why do I keep forgetting your character name, Wendy?
Jackie,
as your go.
You think of all right. Hong Kong character names.
Yeah, right?
Remember Jackie?
I can't remember her name. I've got some kind of mental
because
block.
Because every character Jackie Chan plays is actually called Jackie very yes. much. It's like, yes. You know.
Okay, who's next in the crosshairs for me?
Okay, so let's see. You are, there's the non-rocket launcher guy who is fighting with Lung Feng.
Okay, he's on his own with that. Like,
okay.
Okay, I feel like if somebody's already got covered by somebody else, yep. then I'm going for somebody.
There's a machete wielding dude, and then there are four guys who got Heckler and Koch MP5s. They were the ones who opened fire on you guys and didn't hit anything.
Okay, so where's the machete dude? Someplace else? Guns are worse than machetes. I'm going after a gun dude. So
okay,
gonna,
so you want to take a shot at one of the nut jobs with the MP5?
I'm going for martial arts on this. Machetes. Are you kidding?
Oh, okay.
Well, because I've used both shots with a shotgun.
What's that?
Shoots smaller guns.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting to make you guys make reload
that
rolls.
Shoot machetes.
Well, I haven't been shooting that much.
Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
Machetes don't shoot.
So I'm running at target.
Yep.
And I am going to go...
It's Target.
I am going to go for a backflip combo, kick him in the chest, and as I come down, use Lucille as a bludgeon.
Okay, all right. Give me a martial arts roll, please. Right. So yes, you do a big kind of... You sprint
zero.
Across... Okay, what's your martial arts?
12.
All right.
So many
that is
zeros.
Good enough. You, Oh, no, it's sorry. It is not.
You,
do you have anything up here that might add a plus one?
No, that's okay. That's all with
you can ours. Spend a fortune die if you want.
An Admiral Thrawn.
You do have those fortune dice. How many have you got?
I've got 6 fortune.
Okay.
How do those get, reloaded?
They will reload at the end of the session.
Okay.
So, basically, you'll have them. You'll have the 6. They're going to be for the whole adventure. So.
Okay. Can I get... So at the end of the session, I can get more back.
Yes.
I just want to, like figure, before you spend something, you want
to
know...
Yeah, sure, I understand. Okay, so budgeting-wise, figure this is probably... You could probably spend 1 or 2 safely right now and not have to worry about it.
Okay. What do I... How many do I need to spend?
So you can only spend 1.
Okay.
But you just roll an extra 1, extra d6 to add to your rolls.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah, you only need 1 point to hit.
2.
There you go.
Okay. Perfect. Yep. You hit, and you knock that guy. You knock that guy out with his cold.
Sorry, I did.
She infected him with a cold.
Yes.
Kiss, kiss. I can't go to killing work today. I'm under the weather.
A kiss with a fist is better than none.
All right. The other mooks who have their MP5 still are going to open fire on you guys. They're going to fire at. Let's see. Well, there's 4. There's 3 of them left. Let's see. They're going to fire at Lung Feng and Lieutenant Cao and Rhonda.
Ha.
Oh, shit.
All right. So,
I knew disguising myself as a hobo would come in handy.
You said hobo, right?
He is a hobo.
But again, their machine gun fire just rattles off next near you and does not hit anything.
Like, hello, third miracle, just saying.
I feel like we're fighting stormtroopers.
I feel like we're fighting a group of Mormons at the door. Shut up.
Yeah, I feel at this point you can just run at them screaming with a gun and they'll take off.
The last machete wielder comes charging up at Jackie. And let's see. Jackie does a 12 hit you?
No, I got Ethan's 14.
Okay, so it misses you.
I give him a withering look.
Okay.
A withering look.
They deserve a withering look. I mean, they're passing away from minor illnesses.
Well, I guess I'm just going to go for the good old bum rush gut shot.
Okay. To the guy you've heard, the non
the bum rush gut shot? Are you going for
yeah,
the bum
you
or the guy?
Oh,
so you twerk nice. Into him.
Essentially. Yes, thank you. All right, so am I going off of guns?
Yep.
There so is. What is this eagle eye business, anyway?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Eagle eye. Really add plus X.
Oh, I was going to say. What you need
to
be doing.
To gain plus X guns for that. Oh, it just takes, it means you spend a little, it's like you aim.
Mm-hmm.
You can add, you have, this is, you're on shot cost 4. This is going to take you 1. If you want to add plus 1 to it, you'll get a plus 1 to the bonus.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll just go regular use.
Okay, all right.
14.
Let's see, 14 is a hit. So, what is the damage on your gun?
10.
All right. So the guy with the rocket launcher, you gut shot him, and he falls down dead.
Cool, because I got triple evildoers. When I attack single mook and drop it, 4 other mooks cheese it.
Okay, so yeah, all the MP5 mooks take a running run off.
Can I spend 1 shot to automatically stop an enemy from cheesing it?
You can. You want to stop them?
I don't even see shots on here. Where are the
it's,
shots?
I've got it right here. That's the initiative.
Okay. Does that do I lose?
You are
the
currently
shot?
You're at 2 shots. You're not going to have anything else to do anyway. So
all right, do that.
So you can spend that. So, okay. So one of them sticks around.
We also have the unconscious one.
Yeah.
So yeah,
true. We still got
that's
one
the
we
one
can
we're going to torture later for information.
I just feel like more of them need to die.
Fair enough. Okay.
Oh, so wait, you're also judge and jury.
I'm a cop.
This is not well, a cop. Yeah. Says
wait,
the American.
Have you been on the internet lately?
Wait, none of these guys are black. Slow your roll.
It's starting not to matter anymore.
That's true.
There's 2 guys left now. One of them has the one of them has a machete. The other one has the MP5. And Rhonda, you gotta go.
Oh, let's go after the guy with the MP5.
Okay.
All right. What am I gonna do? All right. I'm wearing sunglasses, right?
Sure.
And I put those sunglasses down.
Important.
Uh-huh.
Yeah!
And somewhere the Who starts playing.
Good cop, magic cop.
But I also got huge fucking tits because I'm the, you know, bodyguard. I don't know what that means. They're all muscle. So I run up to the guy.
They're pectorals, people.
They're pecs.
He's got a special motorboat attack.
Have you checked out her rack? I saw her open a beer can with those last night.
I go up to the guy, leap 10 feet in the air, land on him. My, what's that bone called again in the middle?
Sternum.
My sternum hits him square in the nose. It's a nose theme in this game today.
Okay, all right.
And I suffocate him.
Okay, please roll to see if any of that happens.
Hey, you gotta go.
So we've got aggressive hugging and aggressive snuggling.
I think that crosses the line for snuggling.
12. 12 is good enough.
That could get you fired.
Yes.
It's like
you
the
have...
worst strip club ever.
Or the best.
Dance. Taking harassment to the next level.
Exactly.
All right. You have snuggled him to death.
And the whole time I'm going, shh.
Let it happen.
Does he make motorboat noises as he dies?
Yes.
And he goes, worth it.
There is 1 machete wielder left, and Bo, it is your action.
What's up?
It's your action.
Oh my god, I can do something.
Machete guy is all yours.
So we got one.
One machete
left,
yes.
A machete.
All right, I will attempt to disarm machete guy.
Okay.
Un machete.
Awesome. So... 3, that's
60, 17. Yeah, you grab the machete out of his hands. All right, that is actually the round, so everybody roll initiative again.
Oh, okay.
Behave yourself, die.
And that's 1, 2, what, how do we...
Okay, you roll 1 die and add to your speed.
Oh.
Okay. Oh,
got 12. Oh, 1 die. Oh. Well, I'm going to take my 6 then.
Right. I got
14.
I got 13.
I got 9.
Okay.
Although it's another round,
I got 11.
So
cool.
if
mediocre.
But I'm out of bullets.
Don't you
I don't know
mediocre.
That I can do fast.
Do you have another gun?
No, apparently. Okay. I just got a telescope.
I thought you were giving Randy the finger.
No, that comes later.
I've got telescoping bacon, and I've got Lucille.
I did not get Chris and Joe, I did not get initiatives. 8.
13.
Okay. And 13, okay. All right. So, first to go is Rhonda.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got one. You got one person left with the machete, and you have top. You're first to go.
All right, boy. Let's do this thing. So I crack my knuckles. Somebody make a cracking sound. There we go. That was me. That was actually me.
That was my cervix. I was just
blessed. That was just my cervix.
I cracked my cervix. Wow.
Damn.
Do not mess with her.
And we like, this is going to be like Prague in 94.
Oh, God.
Nobody.
No. No. Like before this, Sarah's admonishing us. Nobody be racist or say anything horrible.
You're a special Mr. Slave attack.
So I leap 20 feet in the air because I got massive thighs. And I do the thing that all female action stars do. I squish them between my legs. I'm wearing... No, I don't wear heels. I wear boots. I squish them between my thighs. And I go, these are birthing thighs, man.
I have never seen a single action figure do that.
Yeah, it's Janka Jansen in Goldeneye.
Yeah. But
that was her whole move.
I don't remember the lines.
On
the
top.
I'm pretty sure she did that as Mystique, too.
Does it to Colossus. Yeah.
No, Black Widow does it, too. No, yeah. I'm just saying the specific line I don't remember seeing before. So let's give credit to Sarah for the originality.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, please roll your martial arts.
All right. I'm not using any of my guns today. It's going to be all thighs and tits.
Every part of my sex is a lethal weapon.
I don't think this is going to be enough. Let's see. Ten.
Ten? No. Unfortunately, you jump up and you're crushing thighs of doom.
I knew today shouldn't have been leg day. I'm weak.
I've got a charlie horse.
All right. One thing.
I guess I'll just rush at him full speed so that hopefully I can... like, knock into him, and as I'm sliding on his body, just shoot him in the head.
Okay, let's call that a martial arts roll.
Okay. Oh, that's not good. Oh, 13?
Oh, 13 fine. Is good enough. All right. Okay. Yeah, you slide in and blast his head off. And that finishes off the last of the bad.
But my thighs were still around his head.
Well, then you should have gotten out of the way.
I feel like, actually, like, maybe he slid right under you.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, you guys can hear sirens approaching in the distance. What would you like to do?
I'm going to make sure that if there's still a good hot dog left, I give it to a crying child before I leave.
Very nice, very nice.
I want to see who's in the money truck. Like, okay. Because they have been conspicuously absent.
Yeah, so you go over to the money truck, and in the back, you spot there's a guy leaned over the wheel. Clearly dead, has a leather jacket on, and you also see...
Does he look like he should be driving that truck?
No, he does not. Mm. In the back of the truck, you see a Chinese woman in a sort of a white Armani
suit.
Don't
you mean a woman?
No, don't you mean a Chinese?
You see a white man in a Pink Floyd t-shirt and blue jeans.
Boy,
that's my shirt!
You see a... you see a man who, a Chinese man, I mean, a man, who is all, like, muscle and sinew, looks like martial artist. And you see a Japanese man wearing a snakeskin suit. And as you're looking over this pile of clearly dead bodies in the back of this truck.
Okay, everybody in the truck is dead.
The guy who you thought was dead coughs and moans.
So the guy driving.
Wait,
yes.
Everybody gets a complaint.
Okay. I think she thought everybody was dead.
Okay, so I actually was like, this guy's dead, but they're alive in the back. Everybody's dead.
Everybody seems to be dead, except
so
for the driver.
So I'm leaning over this driver like, what the hell?
And he
coughs.
Like, yeah, coughs blood on you.
Okay.
And then the truck starts to tilt into the water.
Well, I'm going to grab him out and grab him and pull him out.
You drag him out, and that seems like a good place to stop for the week. So,
Sorry, I'm still on Lost.
I was like, as I pour it out, gonna sing for
doves fly out the back of the truck, and it goes into the pool.
And they're all dead, too.
There are multiple different referential ending sounds we could do.
All right.
Today I went with Lost.
We'll return next week to find out what the hell is going on.
Yeah, it's a little mysterious.
Produced by Dick Wolf.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
Grr.